COVID-19 continues, and many countries continue to implement strict measures to curb the spread of the virus and flatten the curve on cases and mortality. Many world leaders are feeling the heat right now as they deal with a frustrated public who want to begin the reopening process and return to a lifestyle before the pandemic. But many of these leaders are able to gain the confidence of their people by preparing thorough plans for the future and applying a better safe than sorry attitude, displaying their concern for the well-being of their people. Well, all except one. And I guess you can figure out which world leader this is. No, it's not Kim Jong-un, it's not Bolsonaro, or Maduro for that fact. Someone who likes to install a little more chaos than them. Here's a hint. He just told his people that drinking bleach might help fight COVID-19. Make America Great Again's very own Donald Trump. He's been all over the place with his governing of the US during this pandemic, and so in this episode, we will be taking a closer look at Donald Trump and COVID-19. Hi guys, it's me, Kevin, again, and I'm back. And this is the only podcast hosted by me. And you are now listening to
A Mention with Kevin.
On April 24th, 2020, doctors and health care experts urged people not to inject themselves with disinfectant after U.S. President Donald Trump suggested scientists should investigate whether putting the cleaning agent into the body could be a way to combat COVID-19. Yes, we're going to be looking at the outrage that is the statements presented by Donald Trump and how he's really trying to, well, solve COVID-19 for the United States. And in this episode, we might be judging him just a little bit on his actions thus far. Trump said at his daily media briefing that scientists should explore whether putting light or disinfectant into the bodies of people infected with the new coronavirus might help them, well, clear the disease. Is there a way we can do something like by injection inside or almost a cleaning, he said? It'd be interesting to check in on that. It's interesting to see Trump make these claims. It's almost as if he thinks himself as a researcher themselves, making a discovery for the first time. Trump looked over at Dr. Deborah Brinks while making the comments. The coordinator of one of the White House's coronavirus task forces appeared uncomfortable and really caught off guard. As seen in the footage of the briefing, she did not back him up, and needless to say, panic really gripped her at that moment from the words that just came out of President Donald Trump's mouth. The White House said that Donald Trump had been taken out of context and had urged people to seek coronavirus treatment only after conferring with their doctors. The email statement did not directly mention cleaners or ultraviolet UV light as coronavirus treatments, but its subject was, in quotations, White House on disinfectant. So there was no avoiding that. Trump himself offered a different explanation from the White House while signing the latest coronavirus relief bill, stating he was just being sarcastic at this time. I was asking a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room about the disinfectant on the inside, but it does kill it. So, even after he's making these statements, he's still backing up his idea that disinfectant injected into the body might actually help. So it's very interesting to see that Donald Trump is still trying to stay on the defense by covering up with sarcasm, but still prodding at this idea that he finds so fascinating and wrong. Reckitt Benckiser, which manufactures household disinfectants like Dettol and Lysol, issued a statement right after Trump gave these remarks. Under no circumstance should our disinfectant products be administered into the human body through injection, ingestion, or any other route, the company said, just to cover all bases. Trump later lashed out at a Washington Post reporter who was wondering if it was dangerous for him to be making unproven statements to Americans regarding sunlight and the virus. "I'm here to present good ideas, because we want ideas to get rid of this thing," the president said. But obviously the ideas that he's giving aren't positive ones, or ones that we could really use at this time. Trump, in his bid to provide optimistic news as the country grapples with the deadly pandemic, has previously been criticized for touting drugs whose efficacy in treating patients with the coronavirus has not been proven, and which sometimes leads to deadly side effects. This is just another one of the controversial statements that Trump has been making lately. And it is costing the lives of many Americans. The FDA cautioned against the use of drugs hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine in COVID-19 patients because of the risk of serious heart rhythm problems. The agency said it was aware of an increased use of these medicines throughout patients' prescriptions, and the drugs could cause abnormal heart rhythms and dangerous rapid heart rates. But these outlandish statements aside, we cannot forget that Donald Trump is not the only renegade in his administration. We cannot forget, of course, of his right-hand man, Vice President Mike Pence. On April 28, 2020, Vice President Mike Pence chose not to wear a face mask during a tour of the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, an apparent violation of the world-renowned medical center's policy requiring them. Video shows how Mike Pence did not wear a mask when he met with a Mayo employee who had just recovered from COVID-19 and is now donating plasma, even though everybody else in the room was wearing one. He also did not wear a mask when visiting a lab where Mayo conducts coronavirus tests. Pence was the only participant who did not wear a mask during the roundtable discussion. All the other participants did, including FDA Chief Stephen Hahn, top Mayo officials, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and U.S. Representative Jim Hagedorn. Mayo tweeted that it had informed the vice president of its mask policy prior to his arrival. The tweet was later removed, but Mayo officials did not directly respond to a request for comment on why it was removed, or at whose request. Mayo shared the masking policy with the VP's office, the organization said in its response. Pence kind of came back with an answer. He explained his decision by stressing that he had been frequently tested for the virus as the vice president, led him to believe that he didn't need to wear one. The vice president said he was following Centers of Disease Control guidelines, which indicate that the mask is good for preventing the spread of the virus by those who have it. "And since I don't have the virus, I thought it'd be a good opportunity for me to be here, to be able to speak to these researchers, these incredible healthcare personnel, and look them in the eye and say, thank you." The White House said then that Pence had tested negative for the coronavirus and suggested that under the guidelines developed by the Coronavirus Task Force, there was no need for him to wear a mask. But moving back to our focus of today's episode, we have to talk about more statements and controversy caused by President Donald Trump. Trump continues to antagonize states to free themselves from COVID-19 lockdown, to help the economy, well, as he likes to say, get back on its feet again. And he's implementing more political chaos in the United States. But somehow, he's kind of gotten down another weird rabbit hole. And I don't know how he got to this conclusion, but it might be one that will require answers for the future and possibly cost him down the line. On May 1st, 2020, US President Donald Trump had speculated that China could have unleashed the virus on the world due to some kind of horrible mistake. And his intelligence agency says they are examining a notion put forward by the president and aides that the pandemic may have resulted from an accident at a Chinese lab. Crazier yet, Trump even suggested that the release could have been intentional. So it could have been plausible with his first statement, and it would have been good to see some research and some insight into that lead. But he took it one step further and fell off the deep end again with going a little too far. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said it had ruled out the virus being man-made, but was still investigating the premises source of the global pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people worldwide. Though scientists suggest the likeliest origin of the pandemic remains natural, that it spread from an infected animal to a human, Trump claims to have seen evidence to support the theory that the outbreak was in an infectious disease lab in Wuhan, the epicenter of Chinese outbreak. "It's a terrible thing that happened," the president said. Whether they made a mistake or whether it started off as a mistake and then they made another one, or did someone do something on purpose, Trump claimed. At the White House, Trump reportedly blamed China for its handling of the outbreak, criticizing the country for restricting domestic travel to slow the virus, but not international travel to keep it from spreading abroad. "Certainly it could have been stopped," Trump said during an event. "They either couldn't do it from a competency standpoint, or they let it spread maliciously." Earlier this month, Trump addresses the lab theory, saying more and more we're hearing the story. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo added this time, though, "The mere fact that we don't know the answers, that China hasn't shared the answers, I think is very telling." While Trump and Pompeo have made their feelings clear, a U.S. intelligence official disputed the notion that there was pressure on agencies to bolster a particular theory. The intelligence official was not authorized to publicly discuss the issue and spoke only on the condition of anonymity. With that being said, there is a conspiracy theory that has risen up, and that is the only place and laboratory where these kind of pandemic diseases are studied in China is in the area of Wuhan. And so questions can come up from that. Do the atrocities that come from Trump's mouth maybe this time warrant for more investigation? Is it possible that maybe there was an accident? Probably not maliciously output into the world to disrupt us, but maybe there was an accident in this lab, and maybe that warrants for more investigation on a worldwide basis. These are things that maybe we'll have to wait and see what happens. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast today. If you've noticed, I've been away for quite some time now, and that's because I've been experimenting with different projects, including YouTube videos that I've been releasing on my channel and my secondary channel, and working on developing my website a little bit further. If you guys want to see more of my content, you can check me up on YouTube at Kevin Hobie or under Studio Kevin. I'd like to thank you guys again for listening to this podcast. Don't forget, continue social distancing, listening to your government's guidelines, and don't forget to brush your teeth and floss. Of course, I've been Kevin, and I'll see you in the next time. Good night.